奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你。阿们。我们一同打开圣经约翰一书第四章。
Let us turn to 1 John chapter 4.
我们大家一同打开约翰一书第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
我们从第七节开始读。
Starting from verse 7.
约翰一书第四章。我们从第七节开始读。
1 John chapter 4, verse 7.
我们一同开声来读。一直从第七节念到第九节，我们大家同来。
7 to 9。
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从上帝来。凡有爱心的，都是由上帝而生，并且认识上帝。没有爱心的，就不认识上帝，因为上帝就是爱。上帝差他的独生子到世间来，使我们借着他的生，上帝爱我们的心在此就显明了。不是我们爱上帝，乃是上帝爱我们，差他的儿子为我们做了挽回祭，这就是爱。亲爱的弟兄啊，上帝既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。第十二节，我们大家一同来读。我们若彼此相爱，上帝就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面就得以完全了。我们都经到这个地方。我们上个礼拜开始讲爱的圣化的问题。
Last week we started on the theme, the sanctification of our love.
这是我们暂且作为感情圣化的最后一个题目。
We think that probably this is going to be the last theme in the whole series.
那明年我们就要完全用别的题目来再做我们的讲经大会的内容。
And then next year we will have another theme for our expository preaching.
上个礼拜我们思想到上帝就是爱。
Last week we mentioned that God is love.
这样简洁的一个定义，除了基督教圣经以外，没有一个宗教曾经这样讲过。
The Christian Bible is the only one that gives us such a concise definition.
上帝就是爱。
God is love.
这样简单的定义。
Such a simple definition.
也只出于约翰使徒一个人的口。
Only came from the Apostle John.
所以从这方面来看，使徒约翰对神的了解是从爱的这一方面真正深入的明白。
Therefore, from this angle, we see the Apostle John having an in-depth understanding about the love of God.
虽然他讲的爱的内容不一定超过约翰，这个哥林多前书第十三章那样的丰富。
Although the content may not surpass that of 1 Corinthians 13,
但是从本质来看
，but from essence,
约翰对上帝的爱的了解是深过了这个保罗所的了解的。
The Apostle John perhaps has a better understanding than the Apostle John.
所以有人称保罗为信的使徒。
And so some people refer to Paul as the apostle of faith.
称彼得为望的使徒。
And Peter the apostle of hope.
称雅各为行为的使徒。
James the apostle of action.
但称约翰为爱的使徒。
But John the apostle of love.
保罗被称为信的使徒。
The apostle Paul the apostle of faith.
因为他特别强调因信称义，因信成圣，因信领受圣灵，因信的儿子的名分，这是信仰所带来的这个教义的系统。
Because he understood how justification came from faith, sanctification, the Holy Spirit, and sonship came from faith.
彼得被称为是望的使徒。
Peter the apostle of hope.
因为他特别在书信中间提到新天新地要再来。
Because he mentioned about the new heaven and earth.
有义居在其中。
And righteousness is to live within it.
让受苦的基督徒得到最大的坚固。这个未来的盼望。
So that all suffering Christians may have a hope for the future.
雅各被称为行为的使徒。
James is the apostle of works.
因为他在全本圣经中间是唯一，把整个信仰做了平衡，使我们在行为上表现出我们信心的果效。
Because he was the apostle that gave us the balance between faith and works.
唯有约翰被称为爱的使徒。
But John was the only one, the apostle of love.
圣经中间对上帝就是爱的定义，以及圣经里面最简单论到上帝的爱与救赎的关系， 以及我们透过十字架才能真正明白爱的这些基要性的思想，都是从他来的。
Because John was the only one to give us a definition that God is love, that salvation, and through the cross we have the love of God.
上帝就是爱。
God is love.
所以讲上帝跟爱在本质上是一样的。
Therefore, God is qualitatively the same as love.
这样神的爱跟人的爱就不可能把它汇合，或者不可以把它混为一谈。
We cannot therefore join together the love of man and that of God.
神就是爱。
God is love.
他是创造者。
He is also the creator.
上帝的爱与被造者之间的爱一定是不一样的。
The love of God would be different from the love of the created being.
当我们谈爱的时候
，When we talk about love,
我们只能从神作为爱的源头来明白别的爱是怎样从他出来，又是怎样离开他。
We can only understand love from the fact that all love has its source from God.
正像我们说人是按照上帝的形象样式造。
It's the same when we talk about man being created in the image of God.
神本性中间的一切。都有影子在人的生命里面。
Therefore, we contain the shadow of all the attributes of God.
神是公义的上帝，所以有神的公义的本性的影子在人的里面。
Because God is just, there is the shadow of justice within humanity.
上帝是圣洁的上帝，所以圣洁的本性的影子在人生命的里面。
And because God is holy, the shadow of God's holiness is in our lives.
上帝是良善的上帝，所以人有良善的本性的影子在我们的里面。
Because God is good, we have the shadow of goodness in our lives.
照样，上帝就是爱，人能爱，不过是一个神的影子在我们的里面。
In the same manner, because God is love, we can love as a shadow of God's love.
创造者是爱，而被造者有爱，是完全不同的两个范围。
But the fact that the Creator is love and the created being can love, they are two different things.
上帝就是爱，你不能转过来说爱就是上帝。
When we say God is love, we cannot turn it the other way around and say love is God.
被造者有爱，而被造者不是爱。
The creatures may have love, but the creature is not love.
所以当我们谈到基督教的爱心观的时候，
When we talk about love in Christianity,
你就要从神性去分别出来，这个爱心跟哲学家所谈的爱完全是两回事。
We need to understand it from the angle of divinity, noticing that it's different from that of philosophy.
基督徒读的圣经告诉我们，没有爱心的不是从上帝生的。
The Bible tells us today that those without love does not come from God.
有爱心的是从上帝生的。
But those who love are born of God.
换句话说，没有重生，没有上帝新生命的人，这些人的爱心就不是这里所提的爱心。
In other words, when a person is not reborn without a new life from God, his love cannot be from God.
这样你可以从约翰所讲的一句话去明白这个分界的原因是什么。
So from one sentence from John, we can see the demarcating point.
约翰一书三章十六节说，基督为我们舍命，我们从此就知道什么叫做爱。
First John chapter 3:16 says, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us."
换句话说，只有在基督的舍命的爱里面，你才真正明白所谓的爱，不是柏拉图、苏格拉底、阿里士多德跟其他伦理哲学家所讨论的事情。
In other words, only through the love of Jesus Christ in His sacrificial love can we understand that it's different from that of all philosophers.
其他的种类的爱，不过是被造界里面神性的影子的爱。
All other form of love are but shadows of the love of the divine one.
当上帝把自己的生命放在人里面，人才可能有神本性中间的那种爱。
Only when God gives us His life can we have His kind of love.
虽然如此，我们的爱还不能与上帝的爱的分量来相比。
Even so, our love is qualitatively different from that of God.
这样，我从海里面舀一壶的水出来。这个水是海水，但这个水跟整个大海的分量是完全不一样的。
It is as if we take a cup of salt water from the sea. This water is from the sea, but it's very different from the sea itself.
我们既从神领受了生命
，since we have received life from God，
我们就在神的本性里面有份的。
We partake in God's very nature.
这也就是呢，彼得后书第一章第四节里面告诉我们。
This is what 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 says.
我们借着基督，我们脱离了从世界情欲而来的败坏。
that through Christ we have been taken away from the decadence of the world.
我们对着上帝的性情上有份。
That we may be part of God's nature.
But the particle of the nature of God. 那这就不等于说我们在神的本质上有份。
It doesn't mean that we are part of God.
我们在他的性情上有份什么意思呢？
What does it mean that we should share in His life?
特别是指在他的道德本性的事情上有份。
Especially relating to his ethical life.
这样我们的感情就可以圣化。
And so our emotion can be made holy.
我们可以像上帝一样的爱他所爱。
We can love like God.
我们可以像上帝一样恨他所恨。
And like God, we can hate that which he hates.
我们可以像上帝一样愤怒他所愤怒的。
And like God, we can have the wrath of God.
我们可以像上帝一样妒忌他所忌邪的。
And we can be like God, being jealous of evil.
这样我们的性情对在上帝的本性上有份。
Therefore, we may participate in the divine nature of God.
我们就在感情上像我们的主。
And in our emotions, we will be like our Lord.
那么这个爱到底有没有分界呢？
But this love, does it have many layers?
既然爱有神本质跟被造者的本质不同的分界。
Since we already say that there is such a thing as a divine love and the love of the creature,
我们也应当把爱对爱的这个对象之间的等级把它分开来。
And we also should segregate the love between a person who loves and the one who receives the love.
新英格兰一个很大的神学家 Jonathan Edwards,
Jonathan Edwards, the New England preacher,
他曾经对这件事有很深的思想。
Once had profound thoughts about these things.
那他就把爱的对象分成高低的等级。
And he segregated the objects of love.
然后提议我们最高低等次的对象的爱也应当有高低的等次。
And also suggest that we ought to have different levels of love towards different objects.
我们这个例子，神是最大的。
And an example would be God is the greatest.
他是超自然的。
He is supernatural.
他是创造主。
He is the creator.
他是至高之主。
He is at the highest.
像神比人更高。
Therefore, he is higher than man.
人就比神更低。
And we are lower than him.
这样对神的爱跟对人的爱就不应当是一样的。
Therefore, the love towards God must be different from the love towards man.
上帝造万有是为人。
God created all things for humanity.
物质是为人的被造的。
The material world has been created for man.
人不是为物质而被造的。
And men are not created for the world.
这人就超过物质，所以物质比人更低。
Therefore, material is lower than the human being.
这样呢，把爱发出的时候，人作为爱的对象，就比物作为爱的对象是更高超的。
Therefore, it is more important to love human beings than to love material things.
神高于人，人高于物，我们对神的爱、对人的爱、对物的爱，就在不同的层次中间，应当有不同的本性和分量。
And there are different qualitative differences between the love towards God, towards men, and towards things.
换句话说，我们把最大的爱给最大的对象，把最小的爱给最小的对象。
In other words, we need to give the greatest love to the greatest object and the least love to the smallest object.
我们照他的思想去体会的时候，
when we understand this by this sort of thinking process,
我们感到这个很伟大的事情。
We will realize it's a great thought.
在大概60年前，有一本书呢，就提到对这一个人的思想的批判。
About 60 years ago, there was a book that critiqued such thinking process.
那我注意看的时候，
When I read the book,
我发现这本书的批判也有它的道理在里面。
I discovered that there are some truth in the critique.
他说，如果对最大的对象应当给予最大的爱，所以对小的对象给予最小的爱的话呢？
The author says, if we were to love the greatest with the greatest love and the least with the least love,
我们怎样效法耶稣基督，用很伟大的爱？爱那是微不足道的罪人。
How can we then be like Jesus Christ, who would love the smallest sinners with the greatest love?
这些犯罪的人，
all these sinners,
抵挡神的旨意，
they oppose God's will.
上帝的思想和价值观的里面是没有意义的。
They have no meaning in the concept of God.
但是神既然赐下了他的独生子，用最大的爱来挽回这些不配的人。
But God gave us His Son using the greatest love to recall all these unworthy people.
所以这些的批判使我的思想又产生一个平衡。
This critique enabled me to balance my thoughts.
所以我们在爱的事情上，原是太多太多的功课要学习。
Therefore, we have lots of lessons of love that we need to learn.
爱的感情绝对不是很平面很简单的一个感情。
This emotion, this love is not such a simple thing.
这是一个很宏博很大也是很深入的一种感情。
It is a very grand and complex and profound emotion.
所以我们只凭着一己之爱好感情的冲动及爱一定闹出许多的笑话一定犯上许多的毛病。
And when we become impulsive and just love in the way we want, we will make a lot of mistakes.
记得我们年轻的时候常常犯的一个错误就是我们过于自信以为我们大概决定的事情都不需要修改都不需要劝勉不需要别人的指正会自动就会走对路线。
When we are young, we often make the mistake of having overconfidence, thinking that all we have decided must be true.
而许多青年人最大的失败不是智力上的失败不是思想理性上的失败而是感情上的失败。
And many people, especially the young, would not fail in their thinking process except in their emotional life.
只有当我们把我们爱的感情跟神启示的真理的了解做一个平衡的时候我们才会走稳义人当中的道路。
We can only walk on the path of the righteous man when we have harmony between our concept of God and that of our own love.
在对神的爱里面
In the love towards God,
有敬畏
There is reverence.
在对人的爱里面
The love towards man,
我们有了解
There is understanding.
对更低的爱里面
The love towards the lower beings,
有施舍
There is compassion.
对极的爱里面
The love towards the self.
应当有举例
There should be self-discipline. 这
其中呢就有一些固定的真理原则来控制我们感情的发展。
There are fixed principles of truth that will control the way our emotions work.
但有许多许多思想不够成熟对真理的原则了解不懂的人就以一己之好感情的冲动爱就这样把他自己的生命付诸东流了。
Many people waste their life because they have a very immature understanding of love and impulsively they will just love.
这是很可惜的事情。
This is regretful.
在约翰二书里面有一句话是很感动我的。
In 2 John, there is a phrase that moved me greatly.
爱你们是为真理的缘故。
And he said that you are loved because of the truth.
所以我用这句话来定位爱的动机的一些的层次。
And I use this to fix the motive of love.
这句话是最高最高的一个层次。
This phrase is at the highest status.
Because of truth, so I love you.
我爱因为这是真理。
我爱你们是为了真理的缘故。
I love you because of the truth.
这是基督教的圣经里面隐藏着的智慧里面一个很清楚的例子。
This is a clear example of the wisdom in Christianity.
有许多时候，圣经不是长篇大论来讲一件事情。
Many a times the Bible doesn't use a lot of words to explain something.
它只用一些很简单的圣经、很简单的词句，就蕴含了包括超越所有哲学家所讨论范围的内容。
With a very simple sentence, the Bible surpasses all of the philosophers.
今天我们的爱，我们的感情。跟我们的理性对真理的顺从之间有没有关联呢
Is there a relationship between the way we love and our understanding of the truth?
如果我们的爱跟真理是没有关系
If our love is not related to the truth,
我们爱很可能会铸成终身的大祸而不知道
Our love could bring about a great disaster in our life.
有一次在苏拉巴亚有一个青年人找我给他做心理的辅导
Once in Surabaya, there was a young man who came to look for me for counseling.
这个人是蛮有爱心的。
He was a compassionate person.
这个人又是一个很好的基督徒。
And a good Christian.
但后来他感情上发生了一个很大的错误。
But he made a great mistake in his emotional life.
所以我就问他，你愿意我知道你所发生的是什么事吗
？And I asked him, Are you willing to share with me?
他说，我愿意告诉你一切的事情。
He said, I will tell you everything.
他从外岛到苏拉巴亚去读书。
He went to Surabaya from one of the islands to study.
大学读书的期间呢，他就住在一个宿舍里面。
When he was in a university, he stayed at the dorm.
宿舍里面有一个侍女，专门服侍这些学生的。
And there was a maid that took care of the students.
这个侍女呢，后来恋爱失败，所以心中痛苦得不得了，整个人差不多崩溃。
The maid fell out of love once and could not carry on with life.
因为神志不大清，精神恍惚。所以做事情差不多都没有方向。
Because she was greatly disturbed, she didn't perform well in her work.
而这个基督徒是大有爱心、又常富于怜悯的人，所以呢就很同情他。
And this Christian had great empathy for her.
所以他就愿意用基督徒的爱心来帮助人，来了解他，来扶持他的灵性。
And he wanted to help her to take care of her with Christian love.
所以当这个使女把她失恋的经过跟痛苦的表这个情形告诉他的时候
，And when this maid told him about all her problems，
他就深深的同情她
，And he had deep empathy for her。
以基督的身份，以圣灵的话劝勉这个使女
，And he tried to counsel her with biblical principles。
久久以后呢，这个使女真的从恍惚、从神志没有稳定的精神状态中间慢慢恢复过来了
，And slowly she recovered from a mental instability。
所以他很感谢主，他可以为主做工。
So he was thankful that he could bear witness for the Lord.
他可以成为别人的祝福
and become a blessing for others.
可以扶起一个已经跌倒的人
and be able to bring someone who has
fallen. 他想这样以后，他在传福音就很容易把这个回教徒带到耶稣基督的面前来
And he thought that he could convert her as a Muslim to Christianity.
但他想的跟这个女子想的是完全两回不同的事情
But of course, what he thought was different from what this girl thought.
这个女子竟然发现这个人对她的感情，对她的真心。远远比从前丢掉他的那个爱人更好。
This girl discovered that the man is better than her ex-boyfriend.
所以她就心里盼望得到这一个人对她的爱情。
And so she wanted him to love her.
所以以后呢，越来越亲近的结果呢。
And when they got closer,
有一天，这个男的在完全不知不觉的中间呢，他又好像在知觉的中间放松了自己的感情，就做错事情。
And one day he could not control himself, and they made a big mistake.
他以为这样使他满足了以后，那么以后这个人就可以从困境中间出来。
He thought that he was helping her in some way that she could get out of her shadows.
但是他做错了事以后呢
？But after he made the mistake,
马上醒悟了。
Immediately he awakened.
你注意这句话好。
Take note of this.
许多人在没有卷入感情最大的错误以前，常常自己对真理的知识的了解。是理性的片面的或者整个生命的投入
Many a times before we make great emotional mistakes we have a partial understanding in our reason only
但当我们不清楚真理的原则就付出感情的时候我们犯错以后我们常常自动清醒过来
And we often have this automatic awakening once we make the huge mistake
是不是时间在玩弄人呢
Is it because we have been played a fool by the time?
是不是自以为聪明的人常会有这样的毛病呢
Or is this a mistake that many self-confident people have?
当他突然发现糟糕了我做了这样的事以后他已经太迟了
When you are suddenly awakened to the mistakes you make, it is often too late.
这个时候他开始醒过来了
At this moment, he suddenly awoke.
他知道不对
He realized he made a huge mistake.
这个女的不会因为这样得到满足这个女的因为这样更饥渴地等候他
But the girl then was not satisfied with this. She wanted more of him.
更严格的要求他
And demanded more of him.
所以他现在发现不对了
So he discovered something is very wrong.
因为他是一个大学生这个女孩子只有小学读二年级
He is a university student and she is only a primary school.
而且他是自己有爱人的人
And he has his own girlfriend.
在外岛的地方
Back home.
现在他犯了一个感情上的错误牵涉了肉体的关系
But now he has physical relationship and make an emotional mistake.
现在乱到一个地步，他不知道怎么解决这个问题。
And the whole thing was completely confusing.
所以他问我要怎么样。
So he asked me, "What should I do?"
我当然一方问他说，为什么你犯这么大的毛病？你怎么这样不警醒做事情
？On the one hand, I would ask him, "Why are you so careless?"
他说我太关心他，太同情他，看得很可怜，所以我要帮助他。
He said that, well, that was because I had really great sympathy for him.
所以他已经把同情跟爱情。混为一谈
Therefore, he has mixed sympathy together with love.
他把不可以给他的东西给了他了
He gave the woman what he should not
在他做好事的当时，他做了很大的坏事
He has made a big mistake while trying to do good.
在他帮助这个人的同时，他得罪了他自己真正的爱人
And he has sinned against his own girlfriend by helping this person.
当他真正清醒过来的时候
When he was completely awoken,
他六神无主。他不知道前面的道路要怎么走
He was confused as to how to proceed
他更不知道怎样消掉曾经犯过的案也不知道怎么开口解释给他的女朋友听
And certainly he doesn't know how to erase the past or to explain this to his girlfriend
所以我问他你现在怎么想的
So I asked him what are you thinking about now
他说我当然不能跟这个人结婚
He said surely I cannot marry her
因为从背景从宗教从这个 这个学问从程度从心理都不是很。
We are completely unmatchable in many areas.
但是一个女子所需要的是这种安慰吗？
But is this what the girl needs?
一个人在心情最沉重，在已经失恋的过程破碎的心中间，所需要是你这种体贴就够了吗？
But is this what the person needs when she is at her most depressed state?
所以当时汤姆斯，我想我应该逃走了。
So he said, Dr. Tong, maybe I should escape.
我书也不读了。
Maybe I should give up studying.
我不住在这里了。
I won't stay here.
我走了就解决了问题。
By running away, I will solve the problem.
我说你解决谁的问题啊？
I said, whose problem will you solve?
你解决你的问题。
You will solve your problem.
你没有解决他的问题。
Not that of this girl.
而且你会把同样的问题带到别的地方去，因为你自己的问题你没有解决。
And you will repeat this same problem because you have not solved it.
你不过解决你犯错的这件事情的问题。
You have solved this one particular incident.
啊，你生命的毛病，你与你女朋友之间的关系完全没有解决。
But the problem in your life and that between you and your girlfriend have not been solved.
所以他非常非常的痛苦。
So he was in great suffering.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
爱跟同情是两件事。
Love and sympathy are two different things.
爱普通的人跟爱女朋友是两件事。
The love towards the general public is different from that as your loved ones.
爱一个你要以他终身利用结为夫妻的人的时候
，When you love another person who can be your spouse,
这个爱是不能分享的。
This love cannot be shared.
这个爱是专一的。
This is a focused love.
这个爱有道德责任。
There is ethical responsibility.
这个爱有时间的这个考验。
And there is the test of time in this love.
这个爱是终生的。
And this love is for life.
所以我们应当很谨慎分开怎样的爱、怎样的对象、怎样的层次的问题。
So we need to be clear as to the different types of love and the different objects of love.
今天我们对神的爱应当怎么样？
What sort of love should we have towards God?
对己的爱应当怎么样？
What sort of love should we have towards the self?
我们对终身伴侣的爱应当怎么样？
And the love towards our lifelong spouse.
我们对普通朋友的爱应当怎么样？
The love towards our general friends.
我们对深知的知交的爱应当怎么样？
The love towards our best friends.
我们对我们的家人的爱应当怎么样？
The love towards our family members.
应当有真理的知识从层次来作为我们感情的约束。
We need to restrain our emotion with our knowledge of the truth.
否则的话，我们可能用最深的爱犯上最大的错，变成一个完全不圣、完全没有圣化过程的失败者。
Or we may fail by using the greatest love to accomplish the wrong task.
所以我们要求主帮助我们。
We need to ask the Lord to help us all.
圣经的住在爱里面的，就是住在上帝里面。
The Bible says that those who live in love live in God.
是一个有爱心的是从上帝生的。
And those who love comes from God.
讲爱讲的最多的这个约翰也说，你不能与世俗相交，你不能爱世界，因为人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在它里面了。
The same apostle that talks so much about love tells us not to love the world, for the love of God is not in the love of the world.
所以这里给我们看见爱。是有严格的规划，有严格的这个原则来做我们的约束的。
We see that love here is constrained by very stern principles.
我们对神的爱是怎样的爱呢
？What sort of love do we have towards God?
我们对神的爱是以遵守他的命令作为我们委身、作为我们负责任的一个记号。
It is marked by obedience to God in a lifetime manner.
我们对己的爱是个怎样的爱呢
？What about the love to the self?
我们是照着神对人的要求来约束自己，照着神对人的命令来鞭策自己，照着神公义的审判来警戒自己，那个爱才是应当我们对自己的爱。
The love is constrained by the design of God, by the commandment of God, and the just demands of God.
我们对人的爱是怎样爱呢
？What about the love we have towards others?
我们照着神眼中对人价值的尊重，神创造人所给人的权柄、地位跟救赎的目的所能达到的那种眼光来爱别人。
We love others because of the way God has honored the person made in His image and the fact that he can be saved by God.
我们对物质的爱应当是怎么样的爱呢
？What about love towards things?
是照着被造的层次，万有是为人造的，而人是为上帝而造的。在这个层次中间，以使用物来作为 我们人性的发展需要的补盘补这个补成的成分来荣耀上帝。
We need to glorify God by understanding that the world is made for man and we made for God. And as a user, we glorify God by using His creation.
这样，我们一面使用被造之物。
So as we use things that have been created,
成为让被造之物成全我们被造的人来荣耀上帝的工具。
And we use them as tools to glorify God.
不让被造之物超过我们的本位。
But not to let things exceed our own status.
你就把神、人、物很清楚的等次、很清楚的位分，把它实行出来了。
When you have this clear segregation of God, man, and things, your life would be in
compliance. 所以，当我们看物比人更高的位置的时候
，But when we make the mistake of thinking things are higher than man,
我们的感情一定错的。
Our emotional direction will be wrong.
当我们看人。以人自己关系不照着神给我们的平等位分来观看的时候
And when our interpersonal relationship is not based on the status that God has given to us
我们的感情一定出事
We will make emotional mistakes
当我们看人的地位高过神的时候
And when we consider the humankind to be greater than God
我们的感情一定出事
Again the emotions will be wrong
我们的感情中间
In within our emotions
对象的层次位分中间我们要很清楚
We need to be clear as to the way it should be directed to the objects.
我们最不同的对象的层次所发出的爱的层次也是要清楚。
We need to be clear as to how we should be giving love to different area of objects.
然后再把这些本性中间的层次跟上帝救赎人的爱来做对照的时候，我们效法我们的主。我们才能过一个圣化的感情的生活。
We can only have a sanctified emotional life when we have the similar way, the similar comparison with the way God treated the world.
主耶稣有没有谈到感情和爱的层次的问题呢
？Did Jesus Christ talk about love?
有
，Yes, he did.
耶稣基督在约翰福音最后一章的时候提到这件事情。
In the last chapter of the Gospel of John, Jesus Christ mentioned this.
这件事又是约翰记载下来的。
And also again from the Apostle John.
耶稣基督对彼得三次问说：“你爱我比这些更深吗
？”Three times he asked the Apostle Peter, "Do you love me more than these?"
所以这句话就很清楚告诉我们有深浅的分别。
Therefore, it tells us there is more or less.
约翰，你爱我？彼得，你爱我比这些更深吗
？Peter, do you love me more than this?
耶稣基督要求彼得爱他。过于爱其他的事物。
Jesus demanded that Peter loves him more than anything else. 所以
这句话启示了他的心意给世界上的人。
Here his will was revealed to the rest of the world.
有人用这段的圣经做两种不同的解释。
Some people have two explanations for this passage.
一种解释就是彼得，你爱我过于其他的人对我的爱吗
？The first explanation is, Peter, do you love me more than these other people?
你有没有爱我超过别人爱我呢？
Do you love me more than these other people love me?
第二个解释
The second explanation
就是我把这些恩赐给了你
Is that I have given to you all these gifts
我这样赐福给你
I have blessed you in this manner
你到底是爱我所赐给你的这些或者你是爱我超过我给你的这些呢
Do you love me more than all these things that I have given to you?
当他们终夜打鱼没有果效的时候
When they fish the whole night long without catching anything,
耶稣基督出现在他们面前。
Jesus Christ appeared before them.
耶稣基督上面钓了很多的鱼出来。
And then many fishes were caught.
耶稣基督问彼得说：“你爱我比这些更深吗
？”And Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me more than this?"
无论你所接受的是第一种解释或者第二种解释
，It doesn't matter whether you accept the first one or the second explanation.
你都没有办法逃避对爱的层次的问题。
The fact is that there is a segregation in love.
爱有高低的层次。
That there is more or less in love.
你对我的爱超过别人对我的爱吗？更高一层吗
？Do you love me more than other people love me?
你对我的爱，对物质的爱，你对我的爱超过比对物质的爱更深吗
？Or do you love me more than the way you love all these things?
像耶稣基督也谈到了关于爱的层次的问题。
So we see Jesus Christ talking about different type of love.
所以我们今天领受这些话以后
，After we have received these words,
我们应当做个很深的审查。
We need to review ourselves.
看看我们里面的爱的成分是怎样分配的。
To see how we segregate our love.
我们用多少的爱去爱多少成分的对象。
How much love do we have towards this particular thing?
我们用多高的层次的爱去给那些多高层次的对象。
And do we love something that is high with a higher level of love?
那就从这里呢重新整顿我们的感情。
And then we should reorganize our emotional life.
使我们可以达到神要我们达到的标准。
That we may fulfill the standards of God.
这是一件很重要的事情。
This is a very important matter.
接下来我们思想当一个人这个心情受到妨碍的时候。
Then now we will think about what happens when a person's emotional life has obstacles.
跟爱之间的关系到底是怎样的？
What is the relationship between obstacles and love?
人被造成了能爱，也需要被爱的一个伟哥。
We have been made to be able to love and to need love.
所以从某一个角度来看，人与爱之间的关系不正常，一定使他的心理的发展也不正常。
And so when our emotional life is not balanced, our psychological life will not be balanced as well.
一个受正常爱的人，
when a person can receive normal love,
跟一个没有受到正常的爱的人，
compared to a person who does not receive normal love,
这个比较的时候，
when you do a comparison,
你会发现因为他心理同人格的发展一定有很大很大的差别。
You will find a great difference in psychological development.
所以这件事又不是用理论可以讲清楚的。
These are not things that you can explain clearly with theories.
因为很多人在对自己内里深处受到的爱跟对人的爱之间的平衡的不满足，常常不容易公开出来。
It is hard to understand because secretly we have dissatisfaction towards our love and the way we love others.
所以他们就聚集不断，在不知不觉中间发展一种畸形的人格，以后影响他后半生的生活。
And many people develop secretly this very abnormal lifestyle that will influence them for the rest of their lives.
你会发现有一些人是很容易相处。
Some people are easy to get along with.
有一些人是很难相处。
But some people are very difficult.
有一些人是逆来顺受，任劳任怨，有什么困难先吞下去不讲话。
Some people are very passive. They will be long suffering and just withheld their emotions.
另外一些人是一点点的毛病就像火山爆炸一样大声喊。
But there are other people who are very impulsive and get angry very easily.
而这些人格之间的不同，
All these differences in characters
就是跟他所感受的爱以及他爱的发出之间的平衡有相当相当大的关系。
Has great relationship between the way he receives love and the way he expresses love.
所以在受爱与发生爱的这些深化的问题，
In all this emotion, receiving love and expressing love
更是一件非常重要的问题。
These are important methods as well.
人对自己存在的满意决定于他能被爱与他能爱人之间的平衡。
The satisfaction we have towards our own existence will determine the way we love and the way we receive love.
如果一个人接受很多的爱，但是他自己没有机会去爱人的话，你以为他满足吗？不可能的。
Can a person be satisfied when he receives lots of love without the ability to love others?
因为他受爱而没有爱人的机会的时候，他就没有发挥他生命内在本能感情的这个满足。
He will not be satisfied because he need to express the love, not just receiving it.
所以一个孩子是独生子，父母的爱都集中在他一个身上。
For example, if you have an only child and the parents just pile love upon the child,
要什么就什么。
Whatever he wants, he gets.
他求什么就得什么。
Whatever he asks for, he gets.
可以说是有求必应。
He will have anything he wants.
父母尽量供应他，尽量爱他。
If the parents will love him overwhelmingly.
但是当这个人慢慢长大以后呢？
When this child grows up,
他对这些拒绝不能受爱的经历已经太习惯了，而已经不成为一件很特别的事情。
He will be very used to the fact that he deserves love, and he will not think of it as extraordinary.
他盼望有个机会，他把他的爱可以发出在别人的身上。
And he will look for a channel in which he can express his love.
所以当我们年幼的时候，我们领受长辈的爱。
When we were young, we will receive love from the elders.
当我们长大的时候，我们要我们的晚辈领受我们的爱。
And when we grow old, we want to give this love to those who are younger than us.
是两件平衡的时候，我们对存在的满足感就增加。
When both of these areas are in balance, we have satisfaction in our
existence. 不但大人是如此，小孩子也是如此。
This is a case for both adults and children.
有一次我看了一件事，我感到很深的体会。
Once I had great inspiration from an incident I observed.
一个做老师的，他教他自己的孩子的时候。
And that is a person who is a teacher when he teaches his own child.
差不多没有办法脱离他老师的那种习惯，所以好好坐好，拜拜，好像把他惯常用的话带到家里面来了。
He taught his own child in the way he taught in school.
所以他的孩子一方面看他像妈妈，一方面听他像老师一样。
On the one hand, the child looks at the mother. He looks like a mother, but like a teacher as well.
这样过了不久以后
，After a while,
有一天我看见这个孩子把一个小娃娃抱走。
Once I saw this child playing with a doll,
把它放在椅子上
，and he placed the doll on the chair.
那里对他的娃娃说：“乖乖，坐下，不然我要罚你。”
And tell the doll, "Sit down properly, or I'll punish you."
这个孩子只有两三岁。
This child is only about 2 or 3.
他一样画葫芦，他爸爸妈妈的话语对他的洋娃娃讲。
And he play role play the things that he saw the mother.
里面不但有个受教的本能，也有教人的本能在里面。
Not only was the child teachable, she could teach.
里面有受的可能，也有施的可能。
She has the ability to receive and to give.
他需要爱，他也需要爱。
She needs to be loved and to love others.
像当一个人在受爱与爱的事情发展的平衡的时候
，When we have a balance between receiving love and giving love,
这个人就得到心理发展的正常性以及满足感。
We will have the sense of satisfaction and a normal psychological development.
那心理学就告诉我们，为什么一个人心理会变态呢？
The psychologist would explain to us why a person would become abnormal.
为什么一个人心理中人格的发展不正常呢？
Why would we have abnormal character development?
基本上有三个最大的原因。
There are three basic reasons.
第一个原因就是找不到自己的身份。
The first one is the loss of self-identity.
当没有身份支持他存在的时候
，When a person is not sustained by identity,
他就整个精神仿佛失落的人一样。
He would be lost emotionally.
所以身份的确立是很要紧的。
The affirmation of identity is very important.
一个在新加坡走来走去没有身份的人，看见警察比较紧张一点。
If you do not have an identity card, you will be afraid of the police.
一个或者世界上发现自己没有身份的人，见天见地都不知道怎样建立自己的地位。
If you do not have a self-identity, you don't even know how to face the world.
这是第一方面。
This is the first reason.
第二方面，心理不正常，人格不能完美的发展的原因是什么呢？
The second reason why people have abnormal growth.
就是没有领受正常的爱，对自己生命发展的培养。
Is that we do have not received a normal love in our growing up process.
所以说后母苦读的孩子。
For example, when a child is ill-treated by a stepmother,
年幼失去双亲的孩子
or a child that has been orphaned,
或者生了丑陋人家特别不照顾的孩子
or a child that has been rejected because he is ugly,
或者身体有缺陷人家丢掉的孩子
or a child that has been abandoned because of disabilities,
这些人心灵的创伤使他们长大以后人格有许多许多的缺陷同不正常的地方。
And these people who have been wounded emotionally will grow up as abnormal way.
这是第二个原因。
This is the second reason.
第三个原因是什么呢？
The third reason.
就是他没有找到真正的知己，可以彼此产生生命的交流。
Is when a person cannot find himself to have an interpersonal relationship.
所以他有痛苦的感受的时候，只有自己吞进去。
And doesn't have the objects to share his problems with.
他有眼泪的时候，只能向里面流。
He can only suffer in silence.
他心中有没有话语，没有地方可以讲。
When he has words in his heart, he has no one to talk to.
这样他没有正面的生命之间的交流。
So he does not have an interpersonal relationship in life.
他没有心灵深处与知交之间的这个交通。
He doesn't have anyone to listen to what he has to say.
三件事就使人产生了人格不正常发展的结果。
These three things will result in an abnormal growth in their character.
第一就是我们的位分的问题。
The loss of self-identity.
第二就是正常的爱的问题。
The question of receiving normal love.
第三就是心灵交流的问题。
The lack of interpersonal
这三个问题解决的时候
When you are able to solve all three problems,
人的生命就可以很正常的发展就可以很享受它存在的意义
A person will be able to grow normally and enjoy his very existence
悲观主义的产生
The existence of pessimism
跟个人的经历没有办法脱离关系
is definitely related to personal experiences.
当一个人经历了这些还能进到正常地步的时候，一定是很伟大的。
If a person can experience all these things and still be normal, he will be a great person.
一个人在这些的困境中间有份，结果还会成为帮助别人的人，一定是神的大恩典临到他的身上。
If a person encounters great difficulty and end up still helping others, the grace of God must be upon him.
严格的说起来，基督徒不应当在这些事情上有所失败。
Strictly speaking, Christians should not fail in these matters.
因为基督徒从位分来说，已经蒙受上帝的恩典。成为最大最大位分的人。
Because based on his status, the Christian has received the greatest gift of God to be on the highest status.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
在社会上有哪一个名称比这个名称更大的位分呢？
Which other greater status and title can you find in the society?
如果你问一个人说你是谁的孩子？
If you ask a person whose child are you?
他说你眼睛瞎了吗？
He said, are you blind?
你问一个问题给他反问一个把他吓死的问题。
He may ask you an even more frightening question.
我的爸爸名叫泰山，你永远不是泰山。
My father's name is Tarzan.
我的父亲就是李显龙，你还不知道吗
？My father is Li Xianlong. Don't you know that?
他一吓你的时候
，When he gave you this shocking answer,
请你不要吓。
Do not be shocked.
你告诉他算什么
？He said, "What's a big deal?"
你父亲是李显龙。
Your father is Li Xianlong.
我的父亲是耶和华，那个大。
My father is God.
所以基督徒的位分是最大的位分。
So the status of a Christian is the greatest status.
基督徒应当成为一个正常的人。
A Christian ought to be a normal person.
基督徒没有理由变成神经失常的人。
He should not have any reason to go insane.
这三件事情上
，On these three matters that I've
mentioned, 得天独厚。
We are specially blessed.
我们是天之骄子。
We are given great grace by God.
我是上帝的儿子。
I am a child of God.
真正明白这句话的意义。
When you truly understand what this sentence means.
真正享受体会这个身份的价值。
When you truly understand and enjoy this, the value of this status.
你我应当是个很勇敢的人。
All of us ought to be bold.
我从小的时候是很自卑感的人。
When I was young, I had great sense of inferiority.
因为我三岁的时候，我的父亲就离开世界。
My father left the world when I was only three.
所以许多的事情，特别物质享受的事情上，是远远不如人的。
I did not have any material enjoyment.
当我看见朋友有东西好玩，朋友有东西享受，我回去说：“妈妈，我也要那样的东西。”
When I see that my friends have toys and things that they enjoy, I go back and ask of my mother.
我的母亲常常就用一句话解决问题。
My mother will solve the problem with a single sentence.
他们能有，你不能有。
She would say, they can have it, but not you.
我说为什么
？I would ask why.
那一句话就出现，因为他们有爸爸，你没有。
And she will always answer, because they have a father, but not you.
我的母亲是很伟大的，但是她对心理学不懂太多。
My mother was a great woman, but not a great psychologist.
所以她不知道这句话对我小小的心灵所造成的伤害多大。
She did not know how this answer would have hurt me greatly.
我总以为我什么都不如人。
I always thought that I am not.
一个原因，他们有爸爸，我没有爸爸。
Just because of one thing, they have fathers, not me.
所以我很可能变成一个非常非常自卑的个性的人。
I could have become a person with great sense of inferiority.
感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
从认识神的道以后
，After I know the word of God,
我完全改变过来。
I was turned around completely.
我不但有父亲
，Not only do I have a father,
我有宇宙中最大的父亲。
I have the greatest father in all of the cosmos.
超过任何人的父亲。
Greater than any other father.
他是创造天地的上帝。
The creator of heaven and earth.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
耶和华是我的主。
But God is my Lord.
他是我的父。
He is my Father.
他是我的上帝。
He is my God.
我要向山举目，我的帮助从哪里而来
？I will look upon the mountains from whence did my help come.
山多高算什么
？How high can the mountain be?
山上还有天。
Above the mountain is heaven.
天里面有星星。
There are stars.
把这些被造的天际跟高处不一的。山比一比的话，这地上的山算得什么
？And so, what are mountains that we see on earth?
我的帮助从创造天地的耶和华而来。
My help comes from God, Creator of heaven and earth.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是身份的问题。
This is a question of status.
我们今天对自己的身份的真正的救徒了解。
The understanding we have towards our own self,
就使我们可以顶天立地，站立得住，对自己的存在不需要动摇，不需要自卑。
Will help us to be steadfast in our life that we may not feel inferior anymore.
不自卑不等于狂傲。
When we are not inferior, it doesn't mean we are arrogant.
而自卑也不是谦卑。
Inferiority is not humility.
我一方面有很稳重的自知的认识，一方面我们不愿意放低自己的身份，随便妥协。
On the one hand, we need to have steadfast knowledge of who we are. On the other hand, we should not compromise easily.
一方面我们很谦卑在神面前，但我们绝对不自哀自怜。
On the one hand, we are humble before God. On the other hand, we do not curse and swear.
因为我们成为神的儿女，是透过基督的死，同在宝血把什么把我们买赎回来。
We have become children of God because we are purchased by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
第二个，基督领受的爱是最大的爱。
Secondly, the Christian has received the greatest love.
是创造天地万物的上帝，他自己就是爱，用他的独生子牺牲来拯救我们，使我们被爱挽回过来的。
We have been bought by the Creator of heaven and earth who sacrificed His own Son for us.
所以我们今天成为何等样的人，都是因为主的恩典而成的。
And we are who we are today because of the grace of God.
上帝既然爱我们，就用这么大的爱把我们挽回过来了。
He loves us so much that He used such a great love to recover us.
保罗说：“我为你们祷告，要你们从内心的深处明白，基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。”
The Apostle Paul says, "I pray for you that you may know how deep, how high, and how wide is the love of Jesus Christ."
还有比这个爱更伟大的爱。
There is no love greater than this.
更高、更深、更长、更爱、更宽的爱。
How deep it is, how wide it is, and how high it really is.
这个爱又是永远不能隔绝的。
And this love forever cannot be separated from us.
无论是饥饿，无论是刀剑，无论是赤身露体，没有人使我们与上帝的爱隔绝。
Whether it's hunger, weapons, or nakedness, nothing will separate us from the love of God.
所以我们应当常常体会，我们领受的恩典是这么大，我们应当常常经历这个爱的新鲜感。我们应当常常在这个爱里面享受神永远的同在。
And we need to appreciate this love, how refreshing it is, and enjoy the ever presence of God in our lives.
在这第二件事，又建立起我们正常发展的人格，我们不可能成为一个神经不正常的人。
And this second greatest love should establish us that we may lead a normal life.
第三样
，Thirdly，
一个人心灵不正常，人格发展畸形，因为没有知己深交的朋友。
A person does not develop normally because he doesn't have a friend to talk to.
当你有困难的时候，你不能随便对人讲话。
When you have difficulties, you will not just find anyone to talk to.
因为经验很苛刻地告诉你，你对人讲话是因为你信任他，而你所信任的人是把你的秘密随便公开的人。
Many people have cruel experiences that tell them that the things they share with others are shared with others.
我们认为最可爱的人。
The person that we think are most lovable.
他们不认为我们最可爱啊。
They may not think the same about us.
我们认为可信任的人。
The people that we think are most trustworthy.
他信任别人过于信任我们啊。
They may trust others more than they trust us.
我们认为我们可以把秘密告诉他的人。
When we think that we can share our secret with a person.
他们的嘴巴比耳朵更大。
The person may have a larger mouth than their ears.
他听你两句秘密的话，给你传几十句不负责任的话。
They may listen to one or two sentences of yours and then tell a whole story.
你要记得，你认为最好的朋友有他认为他最好的朋友比你多得多。
You must remember that your best friend may have other best friends.
所以你对他说，我不告诉别人，只有告诉你，因为你不是别人。他说，你就是别人。
When you tell that person that you are very special, you are not like other people, the person may say, well, you are like other people.
你把他当作知己，但是他的知己不是你。
You may treat another person as your best friend, but his best friend may not be you.
直到有一天你看见一个人真正可以了解你。
Until one day you meet someone who truly understands you.
真正可以明白你。
Who truly know you.
那你可以把你心思倾泻给他，他有耳没有口，你感谢主。
You will give thanks to God when he has ears but no mouth.
但这样的人在哪里可以找到呢？
Oh, where can you find a person like that?
这个世界好像还没有这样的人生出来过。
It seems that there is no one born like this.
或者有的话，可能刚刚死掉。
Maybe there is, but he just died.
所以呢，我们很难，因为有没有自信的朋友，还能够正常的发展人格。
So when we do not have a best friend to talk to, it's very hard to grow normally.
那怎么办呢？
So what would we do?
你回到圣经来。
Return back to the Bible.
耶稣基督是我们最好的朋友。
Jesus Christ is our best friend.
担当罪过与烦恼。
He took on our sins and worries.
他深深知道我们里面的感受。
He knows deeply how we feel.
因为我们经历的痛苦，他曾经为我们担当过，为我们先走过。
He has bore all our suffering and pain before us.
我们未来是他的过去。
Our future is his past.
我们没有经历过的事，他都走过了。
Things that we have not experienced, he has all experienced.
真正认识基督的时候，
when you truly know Jesus Christ,
你解决了第三个范围的问题，
you will be able to solve the third problem.
你把你的痛苦告诉耶稣基督，
when you share with him your pain and suffering,
你把你的心灵向他赤裸敞开起来，
when you open up your heart towards him,
他可以了解我们，深深认识我们，又完全解决我们的问题。
He understands us thoroughly and he will solve our problems.
所以从身份来看，
From status, then,
我们得了最大的位分，上帝的儿女。
We have received the greatest status ever, the Son of God.
爱的感受来看，
and from this feeling of love,
领受了最大的爱在我们身上，为我们所付出的代价。
We have received the greatest love that is possible.
从生命的交流来看，
and from this interpersonal relationship,
我们可以把我们心中所有的一切都倾吐在上帝的面前。
We can tell God all there is in our heart.
耶和华超垂听我们的祷告。
The Bible says God lean His ear to listen to our prayer.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当我们祷告的时候，
When we pray,
你知道你在做什么？
You know what you're doing?
你在打宇宙最长途的电话。
You are calling the longest distance call in the whole of the universe.
不是 interlocal,
not interlocal.
不是 intercity,
or intercity.
不是 international,
or international.
是 interuniversal.
Inter-universal.
你只能打一个宇宙最长途的电话，而且是免费的。
And it is free.
是即刻到达。
And it will reach the destination in
超过时间的速度。
It surpasses the speed of time.
超过光的速度。
Or the speed of light.
你可以直接到神的面前。
It reaches God immediately.
随时得到帮助。
And we have ready help.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这我们应当对神的爱超过对所有其他受造物之间的爱。
So we need to love God more than we love all other things.
那么在这里圣化我们的感情。
And make holy our emotions here.
你对主的主，我从前曾经爱你，但我爱的不够。
You may say to the Lord, I love you in the past, but not enough.
主，我要如今更爱你。
Oh Lord, I want to love you more.
你先爱我。
Because you love me first.
约翰说，我们爱，因为他先爱我。
The Apostle John says we love because he first loved us.
有谁是先爱上帝，爱到上帝不好意思，不得不爱我们？
There is no one who loved God so much that God has to return that love.
没有这样的事情。
There is not such a person.
当神爱你的时候，你还在沉睡。
When God first loved us, we were still sleeping.
当神拣选你的时候，你还不存在。
When God chose you, you were not even in existence.
当基督为你死的那一天，你还没有生出来。
When Jesus Christ died for you, you were not even born yet.
当圣灵感动你的时候，你还死在最终。
When the Holy Spirit inspired you, you were still dead in your transgression.
圣经对先后的问题比任何一本书讲得更清楚。
The Bible is very clear as to the order of things.
孔子说，有始终，有本末。知其先后，则近道也。
Confucius says that you are closer to the truth if you know the correct order of all things.
如果你知道什么是先的，什么是后的。
If you know what should become before and what should come after.
其实这在我观念里面也是时间的神学。
In my concept, this is the theology of time.
当你知道先后次序的时候，
When you know the correct order of things,
你就不会乱了。
You will not be confused.
你知道重要次要的时候，
When you know what is important and what is trivial,
你就不会浪费精力了。
You will not waste your energy.
当你知道神与人之间的相对关系是怎样建立起来的时候，
If you know how the relationship between God and man is established,
你就懂得怎样感恩了。
You will know how to be thankful.
在我们还没有认识神以前，
Before we even know God,
甚至我们在没有被造以前，
Even before we were made,
在我们没有从母腹出生以前，
before we were even born,
神的恩、神的爱、神的权柄、神的拣选已经赐下来。
The grace, the love, the power, and the election of God has already been given.
保罗的义经里面包含三个层次。
The doctrine of predestination of Paul has three areas.
第一个就是保罗还没有决定要信主以前，耶稣基督已经在大马色的路上先找到他了。
The first one is Jesus Christ found Paul before he even considered Jesus.
所以不是说你信主吧，主就要救你；你信主吧， 主就要把新生命给你，不是这样的看法。
It is not believe in Jesus Christ and He will give you new life.
因为保罗从来没有决定信主啊。
The Apostle Paul has never decided to believe in Christ.
从来没有计划要信主啊。
He has never planned for it.
保罗从来没定哪一天我会相信耶稣基督。
And certainly he has not set a time to believe in Christ.
他是定的就是消灭基督徒。
All he wanted to do was to destroy the Christians.
他是定的就是迫害教会。
And he was determined to persecute the church.
根本不想信主。
He does not believe.
所以那些你信吧，你就必得救的这些话，不完全不适合在保罗的生命经历了。
And you cannot tell Paul to believe and he will be saved.
奥古斯丁对这个事情发了很多的思想，深深去研讨。
And Augustine spent a lot of time to think about this issue.
他讲的话很有时间神学的启发。
He spoke words that is an inspiration to the theology
of time. 是我求那位他把恩典给我吗？
He asked, did I receive grace because I asked from him?
这是外教徒的宗教观念。
This is how the pagans think.
外教徒到庙里面烧香拜佛祷告的时候，他们就盼望他们一求，他们的神就可以赐福给他。
The pagans will go to their places of worship and call upon their god to receive things.
你把这个因果关系倒过来的时候
，But when you turn this around,
你就发现他们的神是个被动的神，没有人求，他们就不做事情了。
You will discover that their god therefore is passive. Without anyone calling them, they will not do anything.
没有人拜，他们就不施恩了。
If there is no one worshiping them, there will be no grace.
那样的神是被动的神。那样的信徒是推动神的助动者。
And their God is passive, and their worshipper is the one that moves their God.
而圣经给我们看见的上帝不是这样的上帝。
This is not the God of the Bible.
他是创造者。
He is the creator.
他是启示者。
The inspirer.
他是光照者。
The light.
他是感动者。
The one who inspires.
改变者。
The one who transforms.
如果不是他改变你，你的思想一定走违背真理路线的道路。
If he has not transformed you, you will walk in the wrong way.
如果他没有叫醒你，一定沉醉的最终这道死。
If he did not awaken you, you will still be sleeping in sin till you die.
如果他不来呼召你，就没有个罪人可以悔改归向他。
If he does not call to the sinner will not repent.
所以保罗从来没有要信耶稣。
The Apostle Paul never wanted to believe in Christ.
保罗从来没有定日期要相信归向上帝。
He has never set a date to go back to God.
他所计划的，他所规定的，就是怎样反对主，怎么样逼迫基督徒，怎么样杀害他们。
All he planned was how to kill the Christians and persecute the church.
所以他在逼迫基督教的半路的时候，耶稣基督找到他。
In the midst of the persecution, Jesus Christ found him.
这个城池
this area,
就是主先找到他，他才悔改。
Comes when God first found him and he repented.
第二个城池，保罗醒悟到更深的时候。
When the Apostle Paul was more aware of this,
他竟然讲一句话：我在我母亲的肚子里的时候。耶稣基督已经呼召我了。
He said that Jesus Christ called me while I was yet in my mother's womb.
所以这个先后的层次推到他在世上存在以前的日子。
And he realized that he ought to be brought backwards on the day he was conceived.
还没有生出来。
Before he was born.
还没有见太阳。
Before he saw the sun.
还在母亲的这个肚腹里面的时候。
While he was still in the stomach of his mother.
神的恩典已经临到他了。
The grace of God was already upon him.
这是第二个层次。
This is the second area of understanding.
当他揪到更深的时候。
But when he had an even more profound understanding.
保罗讲到第三个层次。
He talked about the third area.
他说在创世以前他已经拣选了我们。
He said that he has elected us before the creation of the world.
所以神的恩典怎么临到人？
How would the grace of God come?
神的恩典先临到我们。
It came first.
上帝先爱我们。
He first loved us.
我们才爱上。
Then we love him.
你是先到什么时候呢？
How first could this be?
创世以前。
It was so early, it was before the
creation of the world. 母腹之中。
Before when we were in the womb of our mother.
悔改以前。
Before you repent.
三个层次的了解。
When we understand these three different areas.
种下了预定论的神学的种子在奥古斯丁的思想。
We will see how Augustine had the seed of predestination in his mind.
奥古斯丁说是我先祷告你才施恩给我呢。
Augustine asked, is it because I pray that then you give me the grace?
或者你先施恩给我感动我为那件事情祷告呢？
Or did you first give me the grace to inspire me to pray for that matter?
如果是我先祷告上帝的施恩的话，
If God gave me grace because I asked of him,
那什么动力使我可以向上帝祷告呢？
What is it that make me pray to God?
岂不是先有推动的力量使我向上帝祷告我才祷告吗？
Surely there is a force that make me pray to God.
但我若不祷告他怎么向我施恩呢？
But if I do not pray, how would he give me grace?
是不是凡祷告的都没有恩，凡有恩的都先祷告呢？
Could it be that those who do not pray do not receive grace? Those who have grace must have prayed before.
岂不是有许多人在还没有向上帝有祷告有所求以前，神已经先在他的身上施恩了吗？
But surely many people have received God's grace without ever praying.
所以道理就从刚才那句话发挥出来。
All this thinking process came from the first.
我们爱因为上帝先爱我。
We love because he first loved us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
从身份来看
,from status,
我们领受了最大的位分神的儿子。
We have received the greatest status to be the child of God.
从爱的感受来看
,in the area of receiving love,
是上帝先爱我们不是我们爱上帝。
It is because God first loved us, not that we love
him. 耶稣基督不是你们拣选我，是我拣选你们。
Jesus Christ said, "It is not that you have chosen me, but I have chosen you."
当我还做罪人的时候
，When we were yet sinners,
基督已经为我们死了。
Christ died for us.
当我们还做仇敌的时候
，While we are yet his enemies,
基督已经为我们复活了。
Jesus Christ was resurrected for us.
当我们还软弱的时候
，While we are yet weak,
基督已经按照所定着的旨为罪人死了。
Jesus died for sinners based on the day they were sent.
这表示神的爱是创始成终的爱。
It tells us that the love of God is a consistent love from beginning to the end.
神的爱是早已我们对他回应的爱。
The love is a love that seeks for our response.
这个观念就是 the grace of God is prior to human response.
所以上帝的恩典在人的反应之前。
我们人对上帝怎样回应？
How do we respond to him?
都是因为先有恩典临到我们，才可能我们有所回应的。
Our response is made possible because His grace first came to us.
感谢上帝
，Thanks be to God.
是上帝的爱就是这样奇妙。
This is how wonderful His love is.
第三样
，Thirdly，
从交通跟生命交流的层次来看
，When we talk about interpersonal relationship，
上帝赐下圣灵
，God gave us the Holy Spirit，
可以按照上帝的旨意，用说不出来的叹息为我们祈求。
Who can call upon God with a sigh that we cannot understand?
因为我们眼不知道怎样祷告。
We do not know how to pray.
但是圣灵体会上帝的心意。
But the Holy Spirit knows the will of God.
圣灵明白上帝心中所定的一切。
And he understands all that the Father has said.
当我们不懂怎么祷告的时候。
So while we still do not know how to pray.
圣灵就按照上帝的旨意，用说不出来的叹息来代替我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit will pray on our behalf based on the will of God in a sigh that we cannot understand.
让我们与神之间的交流。
Our relationship between us and God.
就是我们顶天立地，很健全，很正常的发展我们属灵的生命。
Will help us to grow spiritually in a very normal and steadfast way.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
记得我们爱上帝吗？
Do we love God today?
我们需要重新深化我们对上帝的感情。
We need to make holy once again our love towards God.
让我们今天让神居首位。
Let us place God first in our life.
因为他在最大的位分上。
He is at the highest.
我们就愿意把最大的爱归回给他。
And we need to give him the greatest love possible.
让我们看我们的主高过其他一切。
Let us consider our Lord higher than all things.
主的位分、主的价值高过其他被造的一切跟他们的价值。
The status of God and His value is higher than all other created things.
那我们用最深的爱来爱我们的神。
Let us love our God with the deepest love possible.
用最真诚的爱来爱我们的神。
And love our God with the most sincere love.
用火热的爱来爱我们的神。
And to love our God with fervent love.
因为我们的主配得这样的感情。
He deserves this sort of emotion from us.
求圣灵深化我们的爱。
May the Holy Spirit make holy our love.
那我们把从他而来。对我们先给的爱再带回到他面前把我们的爱呈现在他的脚前
That we may give him back the love that he first gave to us
愿主帮助我们
May the Lord help us all
给我们做一个爱主的人
That we become a person that truly loves God
圣洁的爱来爱上
To love God with holy love
然后在这种爱里面我们被圣化再用圣洁的爱来爱自己
And then we are able to love ourselves with this love that has been made holy.
再用圣洁的爱来爱别人。
And to love others with this pure love.
用圣洁的爱来爱大自然。
And to love nature with this pure love.
这样圣化的爱是我们的心在己在人在物的面前我们有圣化的感情来讨上帝的喜悦。
And God will be pleased with us when we love Him with this pure love, when we love the self, when we love others, and we love nature in the same manner.
我们大家站起来祷告。
Let us all stand.